Hello, everybody. This is Lisa Cherney. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Event Profit Secrets, and this is your bonus call with Lisa Cherney. That's me. And we are going to be focusing today on your post-event enrollment strategy, how to use the juicy offer twist to fill your mastermind. Woohoo! And if you're wondering what the heck the juicy offer twist is, I promise I will answer that question for you. So you have come a long way already in your Event Profit Secrets journey, and you've talked about your event promise and the importance of planning in advance and filling that room and expanding your reach. And I'm excited to be here today to have you start to think about what happens after the event. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about who I am for those of you that don't know me and you're like, hey, she has the same first name, but she sounds a little different, and I think it's a different person. I am a different person, and I will give you a little bit of my background and what brought me to be the one to teach you on this bonus call for Event Profit Secrets. And I just want to say that I am super excited to be here because personally, Event Profit Secrets helped me grow my own individual business to 7 figures. And I can honestly say that without this model and the path it gives you to fill a high-end mastermind type program, I would not have been able to get my business to the level that it got. So who am I? So, by the way, in order to fully participate, I think, and be fully present with this call, you will definitely want to get into the course site and make sure that you have the handout for today's call. So again, it's eventprofitsecrets.com/training. You will need your login, eventprofitsecrets.com/training. You will need your login. And if you scroll over to where the training modules are, there is one that's at the very end that says post-event enrollment strategy with Lisa Cherney. So that's me. There is a place for you to submit questions prior. We did get one question, so I will make sure that I cover that. And there's also a worksheet there called the Juicy Offer Twist Worksheet. So I want to make sure that you grab that and you have it on your screen, or if you're like me, old school, you'll print it out so you can write notes on it. So please make sure you find your way to the Event Profit Secrets Training Hub, eventprofitsecrets.com/training, and specifically go to the training module for this call today on February 23rd, which is a post-event enrollment strategy with Lisa Cherney. So that is what you need to fully participate and maximize your time on this call. And so what I'm going to do, this just gives you a little bit of an outline. I'm going to introduce myself. Who the heck is Lisa Cherney? Why is she teaching me this stuff? I'm going to give you a context for this fill your mastermind post-event strategy, and then I'm going to walk through the handout so that you're fully read in on that handout, and I have lots of things to add to it and that are adjacent to it. And then I'm going to open up the line for questions. I will ask the questions that have been submitted, answer the questions that have been submitted, and then we'll open up the line for questions. So that's going to be how this call is going to go, and it will go 90 minutes, so about, 85 more minutes from now, and we're going to have fun. So please make sure you get yourself over to the Event Profit Secrets course site and grab the handout so you have that. eventprofitsecrets.com/training, and then under the training modules, it's the last one called Post-Event Enrollment with Lisa Cherney. So I'm happy to have so many of you here. I see some names I recognize and some that I don't, and I'm looking forward to interacting with all of you when we get to the Q&A portion. So who am I? So I am Lisa Cherney, and I am known as a juicy marketing expert, and I have my own business from 1999 through recently, and oh, my gosh, so much to talk about. And about 2008 is when my path crossed with Lisa Sasevich's path. And it was right when she was really coming onto the scene and being known as an expert around, using speaking to grow your business. And she and I first was a client of hers, and then I'm like, hey, you know, have you ever thought about, you know, hiring a head coach and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And she was really in a growth mode at the time. And so she said, absolutely. She knew a good thing when she saw it. And so I started working part-time with her and still running my own business at the same time. And within a year, we had birthed our Sales Authenticity and Success Mastermind, and I was the training director for that mastermind. And we grew it from the first time we offered it in October 2009 through, in two years, we grew it to over 140 members, and it's still going strong. And my path was to help Lisa grow the mastermind and really, you know, kick things off. And then I went back and focused on my own business because I was getting the bug to do my own events. And so in November of 2011, I did my first event, Profit Secret style event. It was called Six Figures on Your Terms. And I had about 100 people in the room, and I offered my year-long program. And I think I got 25 people into that program. And, boy, did that change my life forever. I mean, it was amazing. I think it was a $600,000 payday, I think. And that obviously contributed to my first seven-figure year. And I did that event three times and, you know, kept, enrolling people into my year-long program until I decided that it was way more fun to play with Lisa and do what we were doing together. And so I've been back, and I'm vice president of the company and partnered with Lisa now for over 2 years. So we have a really great story, and it's kind of one of those, you know, you leave and you get skills. I call it a sabbatical now when I look back at it. We had no intention of coming back. I just thought, you know, we had our time together. And but it's just one of those things. Like, it's, I guess, you know, gravity. The leases, and we have gravity. And so I'm delighted to be back on campus and being able to contribute and help run the company and run the mastermind and be able to be here supporting you in your Event Profit Secret journey, because obviously I have a lot of affinity for it. And, you know, I just, you know, my craving was to have my own stage where everybody in the room came to really learn from me and whoever else that I put on that stage. And it really was so much fun. And, of course, I get to do that now with the events that we did together. So as you well know, you have a ticket to our Speak to Sell boot camp, our Speak to Sell Grow Your Business boot camp that is happening in May that you got with your investment with Event Profit Secrets. And myself and Lisa will be on the stage teaching you, helping you go deep with your Speak to Sell, which is like the 90-minute version of, you know, this three-day event. And it is an amazing opportunity to put yourself in a room for 3 days with amazing entrepreneurs that are also about getting booked and getting out there and in the growth mode. It's just, there's nothing like plucking yourself from your, you know, your everyday world and really giving yourself the gift of just focusing on you and your business and what you want to accomplish for 3 days. So if you have not gotten registered your ticket, you do need to register your ticket. The event, the URL to register your ticket is speaktosellive.com/bonus. It's speak to, like T-O, sell, S-E-L-L, and then another L, I-V-E. So speaktosellive.com/bonus. And I highly recommend that you do that, because next week we are going to be opening up event bonus ticket holders to about 1,000 more people. And so we want to make sure that you guys grab your seats. And I would love to meet you. And like I said, you know, you're here to learn about creating a three-day event so that you can really pour into people the transformation that you have, and we want to pour our transformation into you. So I highly recommend that you go ahead and register your ticket, work out the details later. There's just nothing quite as powerful as telling the universe, you know, hey, this is what I intend to do. And it's amazing how babysitters line up and, you know, days off line up and transportation lines up and roommates line up. But you first need to make the decision. So if you're willing to do that, go to speaktosellive.com/bonus and register your ticket. So, all right, so that's who is Lisa Cherney and why I'm so passionate about Event Profit Secrets. And really, you know, the training that I want to contribute to today is really how to keep the momentum going after your event, right? Because, you know, and it actually is really comforting to know going into your event that the offer that you've created for your you know, the upsell offer that you created that you're going to be offering at your event, whether that's a year-long program or six-month program or something that hopefully something that is a high enough investment that you're going to really take advantage of having those people in the room for 3 days. I recommend at least 5,000, most common 10,000, if not 20, 30, 40, or even 100,000. So you really want to go for it with your offer. I want you to go into your event knowing, like, hey, you know what? I'm going to give fully to the people that are here. I'm going to let them know about my program. It's not over when the event's over. I'm going to then let the people on my list know about this program because, hey, you know, it's not just the people in this room. And, you know, as events go, not everybody can make it to your event and they'll have great excuses like my daughter's getting married or I'm having knee surgery or whatever. And, you know, but they probably would be candidates for your upsell program, your mastermind. So that's where this strategy comes in. And just one last shout out to make sure that you're all on the same page. You want to grab a handout for this module. So you want to go to the Event Profit Secrets training website, eventprofitsecrets.com/training. And under the training modules, the last one listed is post-event enrollment with Lisa Strategy with Lisa Cherney. Post-event enrollment strategy with Lisa Cherney. I think I need a bit more caffeine. And you want to make sure that you grab that worksheet and download that worksheet that's called Juicy Offer Twist Worksheet because I'm going to walk through that here in just a little bit. So and then I'm going to open up for questions, and I'll support you as best that I can. So here's the so that's a little bit more of the context, right? You are doing your event. You're gonna, you know, you're gonna give it all. You're gonna leave it all in the court, as they say. And there is just something comforting about knowing, like, you know what, it isn't all just for the people that are in this room. I am going to give people on my list, or, you know, people that, you know, find their way to a post-event webinar, a teleseminar. I'm going to give them an opportunity also to have a conversation with me or somebody on your team about your upsell program, your mastermind, your, I don't know what else to call it. You know, I just want to say that it should definitely be a significant investment with a significant transformation, because having people in the room for 3 days, it's the best opportunity to have them really connect with you and to set them up for an even bigger transformation when they get to work with you over a much longer period of time. So you want to think about, you know, what your offer would be. So you want to go into your event having that teleclass or webinar planned, probably for the week after your event, right? It's just enough to, like, crash and get some sleep for a few days, and then you want to offer your webinar, teleseminar. You know, webinar is, you know, has the visuals with slides, right? And a teleseminar is just talking, and, you know, doesn't always have to be a webinar. People jump into doing webinars these days, but teleseminars are still pretty great. And so you want to have that somewhat planned, you know, pick a date and a time, and you maybe even want to have a couple emails ready to go so you don't have to think about it right after your event, because that's the last thing you're going to want to think about. And so where's the content for this webinar or teleseminar? I'm so glad you asked. So the best place to find the content, you guys are going to love this, the best place to find the content for your post-event webinar or teleclass that's going to lead you and them to an opportunity to talk with you about your more in-depth program, where you find that content is session 5. So if you're looking at your tic-tac-toe, which I know that you learned about, if you're looking at your tic-tac-toe, it's the second day in the morning. This is the session that is in your curriculum, in your content, to set up a bigger context for working with you. It's part of your PSPS, product solution, problem solution, problem solution of your event is this key session, session 5 on the tic-tac-toe. So if you haven't gotten a chance to listen to that call yet, just write this down. Session 5 of the tic-tac-toe, it's day 2 in the morning. That's the content that is ripe and ready for you to use as a webinar teleseminar for after your event, because that session is setting up a bigger context. It's setting them up. It's part of the overall strategic plan of the way the curriculum is laid out to have them be ready for your offer that afternoon of your event. And so, of course, it would be also pretty great to use in a webinar or teleseminar to set them up for you to give them an offer virtually. Okay? So you are going to want to use, in your teleseminar webinar, you're going to want to use what we call the juicy offer twist close. Another way that you're going to hear us talk about it moving forward is the qualified free session close. So you can, like, write, if you're writing notes, you can write juicy offer twist equals qualified free session close. Juicy offer twist equals qualified free session close. That's the generic name. Obviously, the juicy part's for me, juicy marketing expert, because this is something that I brought to the Event Profit Secrets curriculum. Now, there's two types of qualified free session or juicy offer twist closes, two types. And the first we call it just like the regular JOT, regular juicy offer twist. The second one is your mastermind juicy offer twist. So I'm going to teach you what is the difference between those two different types of juicy offer twist when we go through the worksheet, which we're going to go through here in just a minute. So make sure you grab that from the course website. Now, let me just take a drink here. And I'm still giving you, like, the bigger context here, and I'm going to dive into the worksheet. So I talked about planning the teleclass for the week after your event. I talked about where to find the content. I talked about how you're going to close your webinar teleseminars. You're not going to give them an offer right there. You're going to actually offer them a strategy session or a discovery session or a one-on-one conversation with you. These are all names for one-on-one conversation with you. That is the core definition of the qualified free session close or the juicy offer twist close, is instead of really offering the product or the program, you're going to be offering them an opportunity to talk with you. Right? So that is the foundational distinction about your webinar, teleseminar after your event, is that when you get to the offer part, you're going to offer them an opportunity to talk with you. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about how that works. But that is the very simplified definition of the juicy offer twist or qualified free session close, is offering them an opportunity to talk with you. Some people call it a strategy session. Some people call it a discovery session, consultation, however you want to call it. That's what how you want to end your webinar teleseminar that's going to happen the week after your event. So because that's what you're offering, here's another thing that you need to plan before you go into your event, is you need to plan time to actually do these strategy sessions. Okay? So let's just say you do your event at the beginning of the month, and maybe you're going to start your program, your upsell, your mastermind, maybe you're going to start it at the beginning of the next month. So that is your time frame that you're working with. It's probably like 2 to 3 weeks, a time frame that you're going to be working with, where you want to do your webinar, teleseminar, do your qualified free session close. You're offering them an opportunity to have a one-on-one conversation with you to talk about your upsell. And you want to make sure that in your calendar, you have already blocked off time to have these conversations, you or somebody on your team. Because, you know, the limiter or the urgency in your offer when you're talking with them on the phone is the start of the program that starts the beginning of the next month. Okay? All right, so that's the bigger context. Now I want to, let me think, is there anything else I want to talk about before I jump into the handout? Okay, so we're going to jump into the handout next. And this handout really gives you six foundational tips for transforming your webinar or teleseminar, the content from your day five of your event, transforming that into a juicy offer twist close, right? And this handout is called When and How to Give Your Speak to Sell Talk a Juicy Offer Twist, because essentially your webinar or teleseminar that you do after your event can be considered a speak to sell talk. So for those of you that have made the smart choice of also investing in speak to sell, and you're already studied that work, this post-event webinar teleseminar is essentially your signature talk or a speak to sell talk, right? So you're just going to take that content, you're going to create it into a speak to sell talk, and you're going to end it with a juicy offer twist or a qualified free session close where you're offering them an opportunity to talk with you about your mastermind. So these six principles that are on this handout, are for you to keep in mind when you are creating that post-event webinar or teleseminar. And as I go through this, I'm going to be giving you some other additional notes that you're going to want to capture. And then I'm going to follow this, walking through this handout, really making sure that you're clear on the distinction between the regular juicy offer twist and your mastermind juicy offer twist. So there's two different ones. And it's the regular one that we teach in Speak to Sell. And there is some cool nuances that I only teach within Event Profit Secrets around a juicy offer twist that's specifically for filling your mastermind after an event. So I'm going to give you those pieces here after we go through the handout. So hope you all are following me. We're having fun, right? Take a drink, have a tea, whatever you're doing. And make sure you have that handout in front of you. And, you know, I'm old school. I print it out. I write on it. And if you do that, too, that would be great. So we are looking at the handout that's posted in the Event Profit Secrets Training Hub for this bonus module with me, Lisa Cherney. So, so number one, so first of all, you heard me say that for your mastermind offer or your upsell offer at an event, you want it to be a significant investment. I would say minimum $5,000. Obviously, if you can't stomach that and it just completely terrifies you and it makes you want to run the other way, then maybe $2,000 would be your minimum. But $5,000, you get people in a room for 3 days. You just really have an amazing opportunity to have them really connect with an offer that is of a significant value because they've really gotten to know you and are excited about doing more with you. So, so number one, when you seed, so within your Speak to Sell talk, that's your webinar, teleseminar, it's post-event, when you seed in that talk, you want to seed saying, when people work more closely with me, instead of referencing a specific program. Okay, so like here's an example. This question is a great place to start. However, when I work more closely with people, we create a full detailed plan of action. So the most impactful seed is to tell stories and to refer to a program that you are going to offer them at the end of that talk. Well, you're not offering them the program at the end of the talk. Remember, you're offering them an opportunity to talk with you one-on-one. You're going to call it a strategy session, discovery session, something. So when you're seeding, when you're referring to that program, another way of defining seeding is referring to that program in some way or referring to your offer in some way that's going to happen later on. Do not mention the name of your mastermind or upsell or course or however your 90-day one-on-one, whatever it is you're offering them at the event, do not refer to it specifically within the context of this webinar because it gives you, when you get them on the phone, it gives you the opportunity to really offer them a program that fits. Okay, so that's actually one of the characteristics of the regular JOT. Remember, there's two types of JOTs, regular JOT and mastermind JOT. And one of the distinctions of the regular JOT is not seeding the program. Right, because you want to really keep it open, and because maybe you want to sell them something like a downsell. You know, maybe you want to sell them a $500 program. Okay, so it gives you options. So don't do a lot of talking about specific programs. Keep it general when people work more closely with me. All right. So number two in your tips for how to transform that post-event webinar or teleseminar into a juicy offer twist or qualified free session talk is you do want to add a limiter. And you also want to have a list of qualifications, right? So the limiter is I have 10 of these sessions available, right? So you're going to say, hey, if you want to explore what it looks like to work more closely with me, I have 10 openings. I created 10 openings in my calendar. Remember I told you to create those openings in your calendar before your event? So you're going to create those openings, and that's going to give you your limitation. Now, of course, you don't want to say I have 25 openings. Well, first of all, because that would be a lot of sessions to do in a short period of time. It pretty much you want to see, like, how many sessions can I do maybe, like, in a two-week period? Because after that, it's a little bit far from the teleseminar webinar. So how many sessions can you do in a two-week period of time? And you want to use it as your limiter. You want to tell them, I only have this many sessions, you know, available to talk with you all. And then you want to let them know how they qualify. So who those sessions are for. So here's some cool examples. There's qualification examples here. You have a six-figure income goal. You're tired of taking drugs for pain. So that could be like a chiropractor or acupuncturist or EFT or all kinds of folks, right? That could be a qualification. You know, lack of clarity with your marketing is standing in your way. That would be, you know, something for some of you who help people with marketing. You qualify for one of these sessions if you're ready to make a change right now. Right? You can see how that could be a powerful qualification to put out there. Also, another qualification could be, and obviously this is for our stuff here, is you hate sales, but know it's time to overcome your resistance. So I want you to think about what would get you qualified prospects or qualified conversations for your mastermind. Think about who that type of person is. And the cool thing is you're actually going to have probably even more information about that after you do your event. And you'll want to have a place that you can take them to online for them to apply. All right? So you do need to have, you know, and what we've had people do in the past is just take people to an online survey website like SurveyMonkey or PollDaddy. That's SurveyMonkey.com or PollDaddy.com. And they have big old URLs that they give you, so you'll definitely need to create a different URL that is easy to say on the phone, or you can use a tiny URL. It's a website you actually put in the big, ugly URL, and it gives you a tiny URL that you can say. So that's a really easy way to do it. So you just need a simple URL that takes them to a place, a questionnaire or a qualification questionnaire that sort of mirrors what you're going to be saying to them. So, like, if you look at the qualifications listed on your handout and you transformed these qualifications into, say, PollDaddy or a SurveyMonkey questionnaire that they would fill out, it could sound something like this. So you have I'm going to tell you on the teleseminar that one of the qualifications to take advantage of one of these 10 conversations is you have a seven-figure income goal. So when they go to the survey, it could say, what is your income goal for 2017? The second example here, are you tired of taking drugs for pain? So a question on your survey could be, are you taking any drugs for pain? If so, what are they and how long have you been taking it and are you tired of it, right? So it could be you're basically transforming these qualifications just into a bit of an open-ended question. I'll give you another example. So the third qualification listed, again, I'm reading off the handout that's in the Event Profit Secret course for today's bonus call, and I'm still on page one and under number two. And the third qualification that's listed there says, you know lack of clarity with your marketing is standing in your way. So that would be what you would say on the teleseminar. Hey, I have 10 openings to talk with me, and you qualify for one of these openings if you know lack of clarity is marketing. If you know lack of clarity with your marketing is standing in your way. Here, go to this URL, and when they go and they look at the survey, it'll say something like, is lack of clarity with your marketing standing in your way? If so, how? Right? So you just want to open it up for them to type in a little bit more, and it's great to have that information before you talk with them. So there's a space here for you to write down your qualifications, think about who would be great to get on the phone with and talk to after your event to offer your upsell. All right, so now we're on page 2 of that handout, and we're at number 3. And number 3 says, give your strategy session a name so it sounds unique and indicates an outcome. So I gave you generic names of, you know, strategy sessions and discovery session, but you can give it a name. Don't think, you don't need to overthink this, but it's kind of cool for it to have a name. I used to say juicy marketing, juicy marketing strategy session. And there's some examples here. Business breakthrough session, life balance assessment, discovery session. Just don't call it free coaching, right? Because we, or sample session, because that's not what it is. It is actually a conversation that you're going to have with people to determine if they're a fit for your program. So this is a little side note. For those of you that are really hearing about this idea of a strategy session or discovery session kind of conversation for the first time, there is many programs and philosophies out there about how to have a one-on-one selling conversation. Our specific program that we have where we teach our specific methodology is called Impact and Influence. And you can go to our website and make an investment in that. There's many of you that have come to Event Profit Secrets having done some other kind of training around using free sessions and making an offer or making a sale on a free one-on-one session. So you do want to have some a certain level of confidence around that one-on-one selling conversation. And, you know, essentially it's like, where are you now? Where are you going? Help them to see the gap and then really just see, is that gap a fit for what it is you're offering? I mean, that is like the most simple way I could describe what a strategy session, discovery session, one-on-one enrollment conversation really is about. So you want to have some level of confidence around that or hire somebody who does if you're going to use this post-event enrollment strategy. Okay, so you want to give your strategy session conversation a name. And then number 4, here's a number 4, the fourth tip on transforming your post-event webinar and teleseminar where you're making, where you're offering an opportunity for a one-on-one conversation with you to see if someone's a fit for your upsell that you made at your event. The fourth one that I'm outlining here says, give your strategy session a dollar value and articulate a clear promised outcome from the session. So you want to give it a dollar value. It isn't just like come one, come all, right? We're saying there's only 10. You know, we're giving it a name. We're giving qualifications, right? This is an exclusive thing. So you want to give it a value. You know, I would say at least $200 because your time is worth at least that. If you're on this call and you made an investment in your profit secrets, I would like to say that your time is worth at least $200 an hour, if not more. And so you want to give it a value. You want to tell them this is the value. And you do want to tell them what is the outcome of the session. You know, what are they going to get? So here are some outcome examples. You will walk away knowing your best next action to take. You will know how to bring more X into your life. You will understand what is standing in your way and what to do about it. You will understand what you've been, why what you have been doing isn't working. And what the thing I want you to notice about these outcomes is you are not promising to give them a life makeover. You're not promising them to outline their entire sales strategy. You're not promising them to give them, you know, a mind-blowing breakthrough. You're promising them to give them your next best action or how to bring X into your life or understand what's standing in your way. Okay, so just make sure you don't overpromise is what I'm saying, right? Because this isn't a coaching session. It is a session specifically about seeing if they're a fit to work with you. But, you know, they're going to get value, and they're going to get this outcome. So think about what that outcome would be. What is the thing that you can give them that would just be a little bit of a taste of what you have to contribute? So just the tip of the iceberg, that's what your outcome is for your strategy session. There's a place there on the handout to give your strategy session a value and to articulate your promised outcome, and there's some great ones that you can adapt for yourself right there above. All right, so number 5, some people get excited about this. You can use a strategy session offer or qualified free session offer for a talk of any duration, even if you have less than 15 minutes. And here's a fun idea is you can use this before your event. Yes, it's true. You can use this before your event because this is for people that are going to invest a significant amount of money to come to your event, $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 to come to your event. So if you do a webinar before your event, and you can actually use the same session for content, you do and you offer them an opportunity to talk with you about coming to the event, and if it's a fit for them, you could totally use this before your event to help fill the event. That's exciting, right? Let that sink in. And then number six, when using the Juicy Offer, Twist, Close, and Tell Someone in a Webinar, make the offer after the third teaching point but before the hook, not at the end. People are like, what is that? The hook, the teaching point? I'm not sure what you're talking about here. The more important part is what it says after that, which is if the class is 60 minutes, right, if your teleclass or webinar is 60 minutes, you should be making the offer about 40 minutes in. After the strategy session offering, you want to teach your hook point. So all the hook is say, you, so before you do your strategy session offer, you just say, hey, I want, don't run away. hang on the line because I'm going to teach you about X, Y, Z here in just a few minutes. But before I get to teaching you about X, Y, Z, that's the hook. Before I get to teaching you about X, Y, Z, I want to let you know how we can have a conversation. And you're going to insert the outcome. I want to tell you about this way to have a conversation with me. It's this value. It's for 10 people. This is how you qualify the outcome. And then you say, okay, now that you know you're going to go to that URL that I give you, you could do that while we're talking here. Now I'm going to tell you about XYZ. So that's all that means, okay? So, all right, and I will answer your questions here in just a minute. So that is the sort of the nuts and bolts of doing more of the regular jot, Now, I want to give you 6. Yeah, I'm going to give you 6 ways to modify that regular jot specifically for offering your mastermind, okay? And the big sort of deciding factor of whether you use a regular jot or whether you use a mastermind jot is how many sessions you want to do, because the mastermind jot actually just gives you even more of a qualified lead, aka conversation. Okay, so what did I say, 6. So if you're taking notes, you want to write down these are the 6 ways to transform your Juicy Offer Twist, your qualified free session close for your mastermind, for your webinar teleseminar that you're going to do after your event. Here's how you would modify it if you want to get much fewer sessions that are more qualified, right? Because the regular one, right, you're seeding very generally, like when people work more closely with me, right? And it gives you an opportunity to give a downsell because you're not talking about a specific product. This is a regular job, right? Also, you can use the regular one before the event. But here is what I really want you to know about the mastermind jot, right? So we have regular jot. It's wider. It's more general. You're not seeding a program or product, and you can use it even before the event. Now, here are the 6 principles of a mastermind jot. So number one is you seed the mastermind. So when you are going through the content, which you could find in session 5 of your event, day 2 in the morning, when you're going through the content and you're telling stories, which is that's what seeds are, and you're telling stories about clients that have worked with you and their success, you can absolutely mention. And one of our Sassy Mastermind members used Event Profit Secrets. She only had 10 people in the room, and 4 people invested in her year-long program, and she went home with $60,000 just from having 10 people in the room. This is one of our mastermind members, right? So this is me demonstrating what it sounds like when you're seeding and you're seeding a specific program, right? So in this case, I was seeding Sassy Mastermind, okay? So that's number one. Number two is you would take them to an application for the mastermind instead of the qualification questionnaire, right? So the qualification questionnaire is pretty general. you will take them to something that you would call an application. You say, go to this URL and apply. Go to this URL and apply, and then we will talk about and see if you're a match. Okay, so you're taking them to an application instead of a questionnaire, and it could have very similar questions, so don't be thrown off by, oh, my God, what's in the application? It could be very similar questions, but you're going to call it an application, which has a very different energy, and it has them actually make more of a decision about, right, because you've seeded the mastermind, they know about it, and now you're asking them to apply, right? The third way to transform your regular JOT into a mastermind JOT for your post-event webinar, teleseminar, is to offer them an opportunity for a qualification interview instead of the strategy session. So now I'm basically giving you the name for your strategy session. I told you one of the things you need to do is come up with a name for your strategy session. So I'm actually telling you with the mastermind JOT, with the mastermind qualified free session closed, you're calling that conversation with you a qualification interview. Okay, so you're going to take them to an application, and then they're going to have a qualification interview with you. And here's some very specific language to say when you use the mastermind JOT. You're going to seed your mastermind so they will have heard stories about it, and then you're going to say, for those that are interested, and by the way, this is being recorded, so you can listen back to this recording, and we're about 40 minutes in if you want to listen back to this part. For those that are interested in exploring the possibility of working more closely with me, go to this URL, apply, and we'll have a qualification interview. So specifically, the language is, again, for those that are interested in exploring the possibility, those that are interested in exploring the possibility of working with me more closely. Cool, right? That's basically the outcome, right? That's the promise of the session is exploring the possibility of working with you more closely. Go apply, and we'll have a qualification interview. So the fifth way you're going to transform your regular JOT into mastermind JOT is to know that this is going to result in fewer sessions but more qualified sessions, right? So it is not really a way to transform your mastermind JOT. It's really a tip. The fifth thing is a tip. It will result in fewer sessions. So if you want fewer sessions and you want more qualified people, go this route. And the last thing I'll say about the mastermind JOT, this is the sixth tip, do not charge for these sessions. Especially if you've never done this before, I do not suggest charging for these sessions. If people say, oh, but I charge and then I'll credit the money back if they buy. And I think with this setup, you're creating a very exclusive opportunity. You're saying for those that are interested in exploring the possibility of working with me more closely, you're going to go to this URL, you're going to apply, and then we're going to have a qualification interview. So there's already a lot of decision-making that you're putting on the prospect. And you're not promising them any big outcome from the session, like we're going to rework your whole business, right? So I don't think it's appropriate to charge, and I haven't seen it really done very well. So that's just our teaching, okay? So when you go to do your post-event webinar or teleseminar, you just want to decide, am I going to do a regular JOT, which is sort of a wider net, less qualified conversations, but more qualifications, more conversations, and also conversations where I could downsell if I want, right? Because I haven't seeded my tushy off about my mastermind. I've just said, when you work more closely with me, so that way when we get on the phone, they don't even necessarily have an expectation that we're going to be talking about a program. Where with the mastermind JOT, you're seeding the program, you're telling them what to apply, you're telling them you're qualifying them for an interview. So it's a whole different ballgame. So I hope you understand the difference between the two. So that is the nuts and bolts of how to maximize enrollment for your mastermind after your event by using a teleseminar or webinar and using the qualified free session or JOT close, getting them on the phone to have a conversation. And then you could feel like, you know what, I didn't just design this program, this upsell, just for the people in the room of my event to know about it. I can now share it with you know, my whole list outside after the event. So before I open up the line for questions, you guys have been listening so great, and I can't wait to hear from you. I do want to make sure that all of you know about – see, I'm actually – this is really awesome. I'm just thinking about this. I am about to I'm about to demonstrate the Juicy Offer Twist close here, because, and this is something that Lisa demonstrated last call too, because right now we realize that some of you are seeing that you can really benefit from customized attention about your event, whether that be your timeline for implementation or just exploring, you know, the possibility of additional support. You know, for those of you that know that you want to have an event soon and you want to make sure you do it right, we actually have a program available with one of our head coaches in our mastermind, Andrea J. Lee. And so we are – she's created space on her calendar, right? I'm demonstrating here. I don't actually know how many spots. It's not limited, but – it really is limited to people that are really curious about having a conversation with her about what it would look like to have that kind of coaching. And Andrea Lee is so – she just gets silly happy about talking about events because she had such success within her business. She has a similar story to me in that she really blew it out in her own company and then came and we decided to put our heads together over here. So – for business owners who have quite a bit of experience, you'll want to consider private coaching in particular because you already have an infrastructure. You have offers out there. You have current clients who are paying certain fees, and you want to make sure that you implement Event Profit Secrets in a way that doesn't sort of break what you currently have, right? however, for those of you that don't have as much experience, but you're a fast implementer, those of you that really fall in that category, what happens is when you start to accelerate quickly, sometimes mistakes happen quickly. So private coaching can really save you from the mistakes that happen when you're implementing fast. And we want to make sure that you can recover quickly and avoid those mistakes. So that's another sort of category of people that we find that have really benefited from one-on-one coaching with Andrea J. Lee with their Event Profit Secrets model. So I'm going to ask you to press something on your keypad right now if you're kind of like, I wonder, I think you qualify for one of these sessions. I think you qualify for one of these sessions if you really want to do an event in the next year. Like you are just hot to trot. You absolutely positively want to do an event in the next year. You want to set a date. You want to create your timeline. You just want to nail the event promise. You want to get your venue. You want to do all of that. And you want some hand-holding to make sure you nail it the first time and you don't waste any time. I think this conversation is for you. It's also for you if you if you are pressed for time. Like if you're one of those folks that's like, no, I kind of want to do this in the next 5 months, it's even more important for you to consider the possibility of having that one-on-one support. So if this is of interest to you and you just want to explore it, right? So this is a no obligation, no cost conversation with Andrea J. Lee, right? This is essentially a strategy session, and she's like the most darling soul you'll ever want to talk to, and it's really just going to be about exploring if it's something that's a fit for you. So if you'd like to have one of those conversations, go ahead and press 5 on your keypad now. If you would like to have one of those conversations with Andrea J. Lee to explore the possibility of what it would look like to get some one-on-one support with her and what the investment would look like and the time frame and all that good stuff, go ahead and press 5 on your keypad. I know that some of you already raised your hand last time, and we are in conversation with you. Some of you already booked to have your conversation. Some of you raised your hand last time and haven't booked yet, so if that's you, there's probably an email waiting for you in your inbox. We'd love to have that conversation and set up that conversation. So let's see. Great. All right. Awesome. So I see a bunch of you that like to have that conversation. So again, it'll be fun. And it'll actually give you clarity about whether it's even a match for you. Because some of you, just might not be ready yet, you know, to have that level of support. And if you're not sure, go ahead and press 5, and we will send you an email. Actually, pretty immediately, we're going to send you an email with a link to Andrea's schedule, and you can just go ahead and schedule a conversation with her at your convenience. So go ahead and press 5 on your keypad, and this is a cool system. We grab your name, and we make it happen for you. All right, so thank you, Peggy. She's my my behind the scenes, like Oz. Yeah, you're the great Oz, Peggy, helping me run the call. And with this cool Maestro conference system that we're using, which we're going to actually be able to put you into mastermind groups. I don't know if you haven't been on a call lately, you might not know, but we are able to put you in mastermind triads at the end of my teaching. So we're going to do that, and you can talk about anything having to do with what we talked about today about doing a webinar, teleseminar after event and the content and what you'd call your session and all that. Or you could talk about any of the other aspects of Event Profit Secrets with your triad. So I would highly suggest you plan to stay on the line after this initial 90 minutes and mastermind with the fellow Event Profit Secrets students here. All right. So thanks, Peggy, for grabbing those names. And, Peg, let me know when you've grabbed them because I'm about to ask them to press something else if they have questions. All right. So I am open to answering any questions you have. I would prefer this. I'm open to answering any questions you have about Event Profit Secrets, but specifically my expertise and sort of what I'm jazzed about in this moment, obviously, is maximizing your post-event enrollment and answering any questions you have on anything that I've talked about so far. So you can ask me any questions on the worksheet. You can ask me any questions on specifically what I taught about the mastermind jot or anything specific to your business, you know, in your specific situation. And then I highly recommend that you stay on the line after I do the Q&A to mastermind in a triad, which is a group of three. And we try to do group of three, but sometimes we have a couple groups of four. All right. So, now we're going to enter the Q&A time with me, Lisa Cherney. And if you have a question, if you could please press 1 on your keypad. Please press 1 on your keypad. All right. Awesome. And you will hear me talking to some people that I'm somewhat familiar with. So we do, as part of our Sales Authenticity and Success Mastermind, which is our year-long program, we do give our members access to these calls, and they ask really awesome questions. So when you hear one of them talking, you probably want to perk up and listen. So that'll be fun. I guess I'm seeing some familiar names here. And all right, so far the hands I see, I'll just say first names, and then if you don't hear me say your name, then you may want to press 1 again on your keypad because it didn't come through. So I have Jennifer, Florence, Karen, Art, Rosie, Joe, Gregory, Andy, Natalie, and Dr. Peter. So those are the hands that I have. And so I'm going to close up questions for now, and I'm going to focus on these 10 folks, and that way I'll know, because I have about 35 minutes here to answer questions before we put you into your mastermind triads. And so I'll know how much I need to cook, cook the questions and move on. So we're closing up questions now, so we'll go with the 10 that we have. All right, so I'm going to first start with Jennifer. And after Jennifer, I have Florence, and then Karen, Art, and Rosie. Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, Lisa. Real quick, I have not been able, and I sent an email, but I have not been able to log on to the site to get the handouts. But I did send an email. My question is, as I'm listening to you with the jot, I'm having some things click into place, but you make it sound so conversational. And is that, did you get to that point as through practice, or is that your style? Because it just sounds so natural. It's just, oh, hey, I'm just having a conversation with you, and hey, go ahead. And you know, and so I just, is it practice?
It's practice and it's me, I'll say. But it's mostly practice. And, I will never forget the first time I did a teleclass. I can remember it like one of those significant events in your life. Like, I remember I was so uncomfortable and so awkward, and I'm like, who am I even talking to? Is there anybody there? You know, like, and I'm following this script, and I'm sounding like I'm reading, and it's just, you know, so I say that to just say, look at me now, you know, like, you know, it's a lot of practice, right? A lot of opportunities. So that's why in the mastermind, we encourage you to do practices with the members, you know, and just do it and, you know, do your speak to sell talk, or, you know, practice your clothes for your event in front of an audience and just talk it through, because it very much is practice, right? It gets conversational when you're more comfortable with it, I think. And of course, you toss in a little bit of me, Lisa Cherney, like, I'm just born to speak. Like, my daughter Bella says I talk for a living, which I do. And, you know, and so there is a little bit of sort of comfort in speaking. But what I just love about doing teleseminars and webinars in particular is that you can have all kinds of notes and stuff in front of you, and your tea and your whoopee or whatever you need, right? Because nobody can see you. So that's what's fun, and with practice, you just get more comfortable. There's just no way around that part, I don't think.
Thank you for that, because it's as I keep listening, and the whole repetition is what I really need to just, you know, drive it home. I'm getting to the point where I'm feeling more courageous to actually do a teleseminar.
All right.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you and the whole team for that. And thank you for answering my question.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jennifer. All right. So next is Florence. Hi, Florence.
Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. You're so full of pep, vim, vigor, energy.
Yay.
Yes, yay is right. You're another enthusiastic person like me. I'm a very, very enthusiastic, dynamic person when I'm speaking. And like you, I love to speak. But I'm going to make this short because you've got lots of other people with questions. You listed so many things, and this is actually something that I'm finding throughout everything I'm doing with Lisa, all these modules. There are so many terms being bantered around or being used. I feel like I need a dictionary of terms. So, for example, and you also speak very quickly because you're so enthusiastic and energetic.
I'm from New Jersey, so I'll blame it on that, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, anyway, I talk quickly myself sometimes, especially if I'm really energetic and enthusiastic. But anyway, you said something, and you said it fairly quickly, and what I heard, I'm sure, is not accurate, but I wrote it down. I thought I'm going to ask her what it is.
Yeah.
When you were talking about the strategy sessions and the various names you can give it, you talked about, I think you were talking about a program, another program that Lisa offers. There's so many, I don't know where I would find the list of all the programs she offers. That would be another question, actually. But you said impact and insulin? That's what it sounded like.
Thank you. I'm so glad you asked me that question. It's called Impact and Influence. Yes.
Influence.
Yes. If there's a tab in the Event Profit Secrets course called Additional Support. And if you click on that tab and you scroll down a little bit, it's like the fourth or fifth thing down. It's called Impact and Influence. And that
under which tab again? Under
Additional Support.
Under Additional Support. Okay.
Yeah, and it'll give you all the information that you need about that program, and there's actually a little coupon code so you can get a discount.
Okay. And then the other question I had was to do with all these different all the different terms and all the different names of different programs, because there's a lot of terminology that I'm learning as we go, and a lot of different programs. And so, for example, yesterday and last night, I worked till the wee hours of the morning trying to get caught up, but I could not match the training module with the call. So, like, for example, when you click on the list of training modules, it lists the training modules, but I couldn't find the one that I was supposed to listen to in preparation for today's call. I could not match, like, even during your talk, you mentioned day two session something, and I'm like, I'm lost when you say that. I don't know which training module, like, I couldn't figure out which training module was referencing the Juicy Twist material.
Okay.
I think I finally found it today. I think it was the very bottom one, and I think it was because you said that. I think you said it's the very bottom one. But last night when I was searching, I couldn't figure out where the Juicy Offer Twist was.
Right, right.
I don't think it says that there, does it?
It says
post-event something.
Post-event enrollment. Yes, it says post-event enrollment. And when you go to the live calls page, it says post-event enrollment strategy. How to get qualified.
Right, and that's why I was searching and searching and searching for Juicy Offer Twist, and I couldn't find it.
Yeah.
But anyway,
the other thing
here's
the more important thing to clarify for you, because I was referring to session 5 when I was saying where to find the content for your teleseminar or webinar.
Okay.
And what I was referring to was actually, I don't know if you've looked at this module yet,
it's
but module
speak to sell.
No, in module 6, in module 6, where we talk about structuring your event content, it's in the tic-tac-toe. So in the tic-tac-toe, you'll see the sessions are numbered. The tic-tac-toe, you'll see the sessions, the different sessions that you teach. They're numbered. And so I'm saying that in session 5, which happens to be in the second day of your event in the morning, that content, the way that it is structured for your event, is also really great for content for that post-event webinar and teleseminar.
And is that what you, when you refer to your speak-to-sell talk, that's what you're referring to, is that session, right?
That post-event teleseminar webinar, which can be structured as your speak-to-sell talk, as a speak-to-sell talk, yes, you find the content in that session of your event. So you want to use content from your event, yes. So in your tic-tac-toe.
Got it.
Okay, great. That, I think, is worth
clarifying.
Thank you. You're
very
welcome.
You cleared all that up for me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. I apologize for the fast talking, and I thank you for raising your hand and asking for what you need.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Florence. So great. I'm so glad you raised your hand. All right. So I have Karen, Art, Rosie, and Joe. So I'm going to unmute Karen.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Number one, my question is, when you do the seed and you say, when people work more closely with me, do you have another one of those? Because I use that one. I like it, but I would like to seed more than once, and I don't want to say the same thing 3 times. Do you have another transition statement like that? Or?
That's funny. We were just looking at this the other day. And I do have another one. Oh, here it is. When I get to work with people over a longer period of time.
Okay. I'm writing that down. Oh, period of time. Okay. I like that one. Because I don't want to sound like a broken record.
Yeah. Yeah. So what Karen is asking about, remember I said on the regular jot, you want to keep it open and not seed about it. You don't want to mention your program. You want to kind of keep it open. And I said, well, you could just say when people work more closely with me, with Karen saying, well, I don't want to say that too much. Do you have something else? So the other thing that you can use for seeding when you don't want to talk about a specific product or program is when I get to work with people over a longer period of time. When I get to work with people over a longer period of time. So that would go under number one on your handout. Okay,
perfect.
Awesome. Thanks, Karen. Great
Thank
question.
You, Lisa. Appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Art. Hello, Art.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks. This is a different topic, so if it doesn't really fit in, that's okay. But I know we want to avoid creating camels, but I do have a number of events planned that are 1- and 2-day programs. And I was wondering if you had, I know this is vague, but if you have any advice about how to take elements of the event profit secrets and really put them into these shorter days, if there's any
yes.
learnings that you have.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. And I want to congratulate you in your investment to get some one-on-one support.
Oh, thank you very much.
Is that rumor true?
Rumor is true.
Okay, awesome. Awesome, I think that's really great. All right, so I know that we have in this event profit secrets, we have, oh, here it is. Under bonuses, you guys are going to love this. Go under the bonus tab. If you're, are you on the, I'm sorry, are you on the course?
Yes.
I'm just assuming you are. Okay.
I am.
If you click under bonuses, the very first thing it says is tic-tac-toe holding 1-, 2-, and 3-day events.
Mm-hmm.
So those are actually, I think this is what you're asking me. Those are actually modifications of the 3-day format to use for 1, 2, and 3-day events, or 1 and 2 days.
Yeah, and I did see that. Thank you. And I'm curious if there's anything else you have to. I'm sort of having trouble wrapping my brain around how I'm going to do it in certain times. So just if you have anything to add to that, I know it's a very vague question, so it may not.
Yes. So can you ask me in a little bit of a different way?
Yeah. So. A lot of my 1- and 2-day events that are already planned, so there's a particular topic that people are working on. And so there's a lot of I do energy work. So that there's content, but there's a lot of, like, taking people through different processes to release, let's say, blocks to their success or happiness or relationships. And then so people are already expecting that, and I'm just
okay. So what I'm intuiting your question to be?
Yeah, thank you.
I think that your question is like, hey, I have these events I've been doing for a while. It's a 1-day, it's a 2-day, and there's a lot of it's very experiential because I'm teaching them techniques. So how do I adapt what I'm already doing to this structure to make it more of an event profit secrets event?
That's what I would have said if I'd have known how. Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's a really good question, and that's a really good question for you when you get your one-on-one coaching. But let's see. What I can contribute to you right now is I want you to look at the sessions as they are indicated in the tic-tac-toe, and I want you to see if you can fit your experiences in under the related topics. So, right, and the things that you, and what might happen is you might find, like, oh, darn, my 1-day event is now a 2-day event because I have all the experiential stuff that could kind of fit in, but there's also now, like, I need to get a success panel in there, and I need time to make my offer, and I, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, that's what's coming to me is that your 1-day might now be a 2-day just to really maximize it for enrollment purposes.
I see. And this is kind of a mindset question relating to that. So, yeah, I'm trying to think, okay, if I have a success panel in this kind of thing, maybe I'm answering my own question. Now, I'm just thinking, will that seem odd to people, or, but I guess, why would it, you know?
Yeah, I love that you're catching yourself on what I call an air war thing. You know, it's like that between our ears part of it. And it is, you know, especially for those of us in the healing arts, you know, it is a bit of a mindset shift, and just to really know that any resistance you have is really just because you just haven't done it before, and you have a belief, you know, beliefs that are maybe not true about what people's expectations are and would this be okay. But ultimately you're doing it because you want to make sure that they're really clear on what the bigger possibility is, right? And I want everybody to hear me answer Art, and I want you to take this in too. That if you have any resistance to any parts of this because you're thinking that people are going to see right through it or, you know, whatever, like your ultimate intention is altruistic. Like, you know, I have more to give you. I can help you transform in a bigger way, and I need to maximize this event so that you really see that possibility as best in the best way possible.
Thank you. Actually, that's really helpful, both what you said and your energy around it was very helpful, too. That kind of so I got the message on a couple of levels.
Oh, good. I love that. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank Art. It's so great to talk with you. I've heard so much about you.
Thank you.
Your reputation precedes you.
Well, I'll just listen to you on the Speak to Sell boot camp program and loved what you said there. It was extremely helpful, that title.
Oh, good.
That was fantastic.
Oh, good. And are you coming to May Speak to Sell?
Oh, I wouldn't miss it.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Well, you have a hug waiting for you, okay, from me.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, Art. All right, that was a juicy question. I hope you're all got the mindset part of it because, you know, this happens, you know, with a lot of the structures that we teach, you know, because any internal baggage you might have around sales, is going to bubble up, right? And just, you know, my biggest thing when I started to make the mindset shift around this, you know, right, when I hired Lisa to work with me, was, you know, I'm doing people a disservice if I don't do whatever I can to make an offer to them in the clearest way possible. Like, I'm doing them a disservice because they think that they got what they needed from that one interaction with me, whether it's a speak to sell talk or an event. You know, they think they got it all. And that's not true, right? And so you want them to really understand, you know what, you got something good, but you haven't gotten it all, and you're not going to get all the way where you want to go unless you get the rest of these pieces. And that's the whole fabulous divine design of Event Profit Secrets and Speak to Sell. All right. Rosie.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Thank you. So for some reason, I think I have two questions, but the first one is I seem to have missed point number 4 in your 6 tweets, or maybe you were talking and I blended it into the third one or something. But
okay, you mean the mastermind jot?
Right.
So let me do a little review. So all of you that want a little review and felt I was talking fast, here's your review. So the 6 points around the mastermind jot is 1, you're seeding the mastermind. So you're not just saying when you work more closely with me, you're actually seeding the mastermind or the offer, whatever it is. Number 2 is you're taking them to an application instead of just the qualification questionnaire. Number 3 is you are offering them an opportunity for a qualification interview instead of a strategy session. Number 4 is where I gave you that specific language to say around for those that are interested in exploring the possibility of working more closely with me.
Okay.
For those that are interested in exploring the possibility of working more closely with me. And then the next, the 5th item is just the point that this will result in fewer sessions but more qualified people. And the last point around the mastermind jot is that I suggest that you do not charge for these sessions.
Okay, yeah. What I had done is I put I had put the photos interested in exploring. I had that under number 3. So, okay, I got it. That's perfect.
Awesome. I'm sure it was. I'm sure the review was welcomed.
Yeah, it was perfect. So the second question I have is, you know, at the event, there are, if I recall, there's, you know, usually a bonus or two or three, depending on it, with the mastermind, whatever it is somebody's being offered. Now, when you do it on the phone, what, I mean, I would imagine you wouldn't give the same bonuses.
Oh, this is a good question. Good question. Yep. So we have a little hint or a little tip for dealing with that. And this is what we do, is we increase the price afterwards by a little bit.
Okay.
So that we can just truly, and there's a lot of reasons, right? Like the people that you're talking to after didn't schlep to the event, right? They didn't have those expenses, you know, they didn't invest that time. And so there is, logic to saying, that there is an additional investment. We can't give the same offer to you that we gave to the people at the event. So it's a $500 more, it's a $1,000 more if you are investing after the event, because we can't make it the same.
And then you still give them the same bonuses as the bonuses you would have done at the event?
Yes.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you could play with it. You know, we do that because, you know, we are enrolling large classes, and to keep track of different bonuses can get a little hairy.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
you know, for those of you that are enrolling 10 people, if you're like, oh, well, these 8 people were at the event, they get these bonuses, and these 2 weren't, and they don't, if you can navigate that, you know, then you're welcome too. But it does get a little, like, then you kind of have everybody in the Facebook group, and they're talking about, oh, my God, this bonus was great, and then, like, 2 people didn't get it. And so just increasing the price a little, which I think is justified, again, because they weren't at the event, they didn't have that expense. And you can't give the same offer, you know, but you are letting them in, works.
Okay, that's fabulous. Now it feels congruent, you know, because I always...
Great question.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Rosie. All right, so the remaining questions I have are Joe, Gregory, Andy, Natalie, and Dr. Peter. I'm going to have to move a little bit quicker. Okay. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Lisa. It's an amazing transformation. You even laugh like the other Lisa.
She would say no. She would say that I cackle more than her.
It's very close. Okay. Anyway, thank you for doing this. I'm trying to understand the Eiffel Tower of this, the kind of the hierarchy. I come from just giving workshops and one-on-one coaching. So if you'll let me give my rough example and then please answer my errors in my thinking. As I understand it, you have your signature speech, which you give for free. Then that...
Yeah.
It's an invitation, like getting to a broader base, that's an invitation to them to come to your 3-day event. The people that are at the 3-day event, you try to grow to come to your year-long, which is the mastermind, including triads, and then, so where do they get this kind of thing that we're more used to in an old-fashioned way of kind of like the, you know, weekly therapy session, for lack of a better word? Where do they ever get the one-on-one? Is that in the mastermind? Or is that still a group?
Yeah, it's a great question. So your upsell from the event, like that's a generic way to put it, right? Upsell, meaning you got them to the event and you're going to upsell them into something that is a more of an investment than the event. Your upsell, you can design that upsell any way you want. And so if you like to do one-on-one, you can create a group program that includes a 1-monthly one-on-one session with you.
I see.
Yeah. So we actually, in the Sales Authenticity and Success Mastermind, we have different levels. And there is a level that's with me and Andrea Lee called Platinum Elite, that includes one-on-one coaching, and it is a higher level investment. So it has all the things of the bigger group, the monthly calls, the retreats, all of that, and then there's like an additional layer of one-on-one and special retreats. So you can even do that. You can have a program that doesn't have one-on-one if you want to like have something that's really leveraged, and it could be really, really highly valuable and transformational group coaching, you know, if you want to do that. But if you like to do the one-on-one, and I want you all to hear that I'm saying if you like it, because you want to design this offer to be something right. You like, right? So if you like that one-on-one, you can absolutely include one-on-one sessions in your year-long, six-month-long program.
Hmm. Well, it seems hard for me to imagine that people would transform always through a group session, that there wouldn't be some time for, like, the uniqueness of them.
Well, you're getting it right now.
Yes, this is true. Okay. All right. Okay, thanks. So
you're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye. It's really great. You do get to create it however you want it, and it is a mindset shift, just like Art was talking about, you know, putting these structures into his events, and wow, are people going to react? And the same thing, like, oh, can you, you know, I'm used to doing one-on-one. Can people even get what they need in it? And then you invest in a program like this, and you're like, wow, I'm getting one-on-one right now, right? So group coaching is so powerful. In fact, I have really come to actually prefer it, because the contribution of the other people in the group and hearing the other people's questions and how you grow through hearing other people's questions. And you can see, those of you that did not raise your hand, you're getting tremendous value. You're still here. You're listening because you're applying it to your own personal situation. So there's a lot of transformation that happens. And for people that want one-on-one support, just raise your hand, right? It's that simple. Raise your hand and ask for what you need. So you can create it any way you want. Speaking of somebody who raises their hand and asks for what they need, we have Greg.
Hi, LC. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. I love your laugh. Oh, my God. my question is, I'm a bit confused. So if you're doing the three-day event and then you're going to make that big offer at the end of the event, I'm a little confused about the having the teleseminar after the fact. Why do you do that? Is that for the people that are there and they don't sign up, and then you have another opportunity to make the offer again? I'm just a little confused on that.
It's primarily for people that weren't there.
I see. So at the end of the three-day event, you're making the big ticket offer there, and you're not telling them about the teleseminar, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So a teleseminar is then, so is that the five-step teleseminar, or is it just a one-off teleseminar based on
that? One-off. Yeah. It's a speak-to-sell talk. It's a signature talk, a speak-to-sell talk.
Okay.
Is what it is. So, yep.
So you can make that big ticket offer after like a 90-minute teleseminar?
Well, after the 90-minute teleseminar, you're going to do the juicy offer twist or the qualified free session close. You're going to offer them an opportunity to talk with you.
Got it. I see. Okay, now it makes sense. So you're not actually making that big ticket offer there after the 90-minute. You're going to invite them in, and then you're going to spend that intimate time with them. And at that point, you can then make the mastermind or the high ticket sell or offer. Okay.
Yep. All right. Awesome. Thanks, Gregory.
Thank you, Elsie.
All right. Greg is one of our mastermind members. That's the familiarity. Okay. Andy.
Hi.
So,
Gregory's question was very helpful for me. It answered part of the question that I
had.
The other part of the question about that was when you were mentioning the content on block session five with the content three, and you were saying that was also could be a speak to sell style session within the 3-day event, or Is that
no? I was saying that when looking to create the webinar or teleseminar that you're going to do after the event,
uh-huh.
that you're going to invite a much wider audience to, and you're saying, okay, well, what's the content for that talk? A great place to look for that content is that session 5 or that block 5 in the tic-tac-toe on the second day in the morning, because the intention of that session is the bigger scope, right, the wider
okay.
view. And so what I'm suggesting is you take that content and you create it into a speak-to-self talk or a signature talk, a free talk that you do after the event, but that at the event you don't need to structure it that way.
Okay, and then this speak-to-self talk isn't necessarily the same speak-to-self talk that we normally do. It would
Correct.
Possibly be a different speak-to-sell talk than
yes.
we might do, it would be like two different speak-to-sell talks, like if we were going
yeah.
to an event and we do our
Well, here's why. Like if you reverse engineer your talk from your offer, then if you have a different offer, which your mastermind would be or your long program or your whatever it is, if that is a different offer than what you're usually offering, then it would be a different talk. Right, it's all, your talk is reverse and engineered from your offer. So if you really want to back up, if you really want to back up and go through the whole thing, the whole sort of the whole chain of events, like we were talking about with I think it was Joe, you do your free talk, which is your signature talk, which is your speak to sell talk. It's like three different names for the same thing, or preview call if it's online, all the same thing. And that takes them to your, it could be a course, right? A lower, maybe $2,000 program or $1,000 program. They get a free ticket to your event when they're in that program, right?
Right.
Then now they come to your event and they're there to be, they're there. And if they're a match, they will enroll in your longer program, your much longer program. That's usually a commonality with these upsells, is it's a longer duration, right? And so the talk that you do after your event is positioned for that offer, for the upsell offer. So it's going to be different than that original talk that got them into the course that gave them the free ticket.
Okay, and so would we ever – like once we're in that, once we have them in our strategy session, would we ever be like offering like the possibility of this or that? Like let's say if they haven't been to the event. Right?
I think I know what you're asking. Yeah. So that's where you would do the regular JOT or the regular qualified free session close, because You don't want to, if you feel like you might want to downsell to that original course because maybe they got to the event or maybe they didn't originally enroll in that course and you want to have that option of downselling into that course, then you don't want to seed the mastermind all through your webinar, right, or your upsell. You want to keep it open, say, when people work more closely with me, and that way when you get them on to the strategy session, you can, I would stick with one offer at a time, right? Have that, give that one offer, and then maybe, and if they feel like it's not a fit, then you can downsell them. Well, if that's not a fit, how about this?
Okay, so start with the possibility of bringing them into a mastermind, and then
generally that's what I would advise, unless you're getting like a red flags that are like this person would never be a fit for the higher level program, then you just don't even go there.
Okay.
You just
Great.
Want to make sure you don't chicken out, you know, just make it a strategic decision.
Okay. So, and do we ever start with, just start with one-on-one coaching then in that kind of a session? And like, do they have to start there before you would move them up into?
No, they don't have to start there. Nope. They can go right into the higher level program without having done any other work with you.
Okay. That was my question. All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. couple more hands. Natalie and Dr. Peter. Unmuting Natalie.
All righty. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you so much for your time today. So my question is, when do you determine to do the juicy offer twist or to actually sell directly from the stage? So I'm having trouble, you know, determining, and I'm particularly asking for my own events because I host my own events already. So at what point do I know when to do the juicy offer twist or to just sell directly from the stage and have people go to the back and sign up?
Primarily, the deciding factor is how much time you have to talk.
Okay.
And let me just preface this by everybody listening. This is a speak-to-sell question, right? This is not an event profit secrets question, I think.
Okay.
Right? But that's okay. I mean, I say it just to sort of draw a distinction because when you're doing event profit secrets, you are making a – you know, you are doing a direct-to-sale offer, right? You're offering strategy sessions. You got them there for 3 days, 2 days. You're going to offer them your program, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if it's your own event, I imagine you have plenty of time to talk. So I can't see why you would do a juicy offer twist. Generally, if you have 45 minutes or more, I would say go for your direct-to-sale close.
Right, because if I have, let's say, it's my own event and there is no time limit, these are all my people, they know who I am.
Go for it. Yeah.
Okay, so I don't necessarily need to do that. As long as I have enough time to essentially do what I would do on, like, a discovery call or the call with someone, if I could do that in person in front of everyone, then it's worth it.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
Okay, wonderful. Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, I have one more question then for those of you that are – going to invest the time to mastermind with your fellow Event Profit Secrets students. We're going to be going into triads here in just a few minutes after this last question from Dr. Peter. Hello, Dr. Peter.
Hello, Lisa. A couple of my questions were answered already. My last question is, I have the event. I have the webinar for the ones who did not attend about 1 week later. And you mentioned that for those, my offer will be more expensive. Does that mean that I do an offer in the webinar, or do I do a strategy session where I do this more
strategy
expensive?
Strategy session. It would be on the strategy session.
Okay. That answers my question. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Awesome. All right. You guys, your questions were amazing, really amazing. And did I miss Florence? Florence, I'm seeing a hand from somebody, Florence, and I'm going to unmute you. Did I skip you, Florence? Have your hand been raised?
No, you didn't skip me. I had a secondary question, but now I've forgotten what it is because we covered so much ground. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you. Yeah.
You're welcome. Thanks, Florence. All right, so let's move into our triads because you can hopefully ask each other questions too, and also listen back to the recording, right? So if I'm a fast talker, listen back to it at a slower speed or just listen back another time and you'll probably get a whole nother level of learning, right? It's like watching a good movie again. So we are going to move into our before I do that. So I talked to you about the possibility of getting one-on-one support. I had you guys raise your hand. I also have a URL here for those of you that didn't raise your hand or you want to just go direct to the URL. You can go to lisasasevich.com/private coaching. So even maybe after all these questions, you're like, I really would love some one-on-one support or I want to explore what that looks like. You can go to lisasasevich.com/private coaching. LISASASEVICH, lisasasevich.com/private coaching. And that you can also get yourself scheduled for a session with AJL to explore what it could look like and if you're a match for that opportunity like Art did. Okay, so now we're going to go to triads. So for those of you that are staying on the line for mastermind time, so you'll be put into a small group of three or four people, which is just a great opportunity. And you can focus on working on anything that you learned today. Like, oh, I need a name for my strategy session. I need an outcome. Can you help me? Can you help me with my qualifications or whatever part of this that you're working on? Such a great opportunity to get support. If you're one of those people that sort of like, you know, gets off the call and sort of forgets about it until the next call and you need some more accountability, stay on the line for the mastermind time. It's a great way to move the needle forward. So if you are staying on, please stay on the line. If you are not staying on for mastermind time, please drop off the line now. If you're not staying on the line, please drop off the line now. Not staying on for mastermind, please drop off the line now. And I say that because once we put you into groups, if you drop off after that, it kind of messes up the groups. So make your decision now and then stick with it. If you're sticking on for mastermind time, get the wisdom of your fellow students here and want to move forward on something specific that you're working on. Or you know what, maybe you just want to stay on the line and just contribute, which is really awesome as well. That would be great. If you're not, please drop off the line now. All right, I'm going to put you into groups. This is so exciting. Creating the groups now. All right, groups of three. All right, looks like we have mostly groups of three. Uh-oh, I got to do it again. Okay, hang on. My Maestro conference is really awesome, but sometimes it's imperfect. All right, let me try again. I'm going to dissolve and try again. And create groups of three. All right, now we have all groups of three. All right, so you are, in a minute here, I'm going to say now you're in your groups. You want to make sure you know who's in your group. It's kind of like entering a dark room, and you're like, who's there? Who's there? So you should have groups of three, and so get the names of everybody that's in your group. That way you can reconnect with them in the Facebook group or, you know, however you might want to do that. And then I recommend 9 minutes each. That gets you to about 30 minutes, so 9 minutes for each person. So you just need a timer, someone who's going to keep track of the time and decide who's going to go first. So you want to find out who's in your group, get everyone's name. You want to pick a timer and decide who's going to go first. And you can focus on, think about what could best support you in moving forward and what question you might have for the other people in the group around Event Profit Secrets. It's been a pleasure. Have fun. You are now in your groups.